This is Todd Wright, and this is a preview of season two of what we called in season one, the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast. So what will happen over the coming weeks is, much like last year, I will be a credentialed member of the media for all Lightning home playoff games, and obviously watching and following what's going on with the road games and giving you various perspective analysis and opinions on what is going on with the Lightning's quest to win the second Stanley Cup in franchise history. I think we'd all agree the expectations for this particular team after a franchise best regular season that is not even done yet, that may set records in the National Hockey League itself, the expectations on this franchise probably have not been this high since the Lightning were denied a true opportunity to defend the 2004 Stanley Cup because the season was wiped out due to a labor dispute. Certainly the Lightning were the defending champions once hockey resumed the following year, but there were differences in the team, namely in net with the absence of Nikolai Hobby-Bulin. And I think we'd all agree that anytime you make a goaltending change, it potentially changes the fortunes of your hockey team. Even the Lightning had to go through this as best they could when they decided to move on rather than extend Ben Bishop, who is currently one of the top statistical netminders in the NHL, trying to, I'm not going to say single-handedly, but it's close, to get the Dallas Stars, one of the wild card spots, if you will, in the Western Conference. And the Lightning moved on to former number one draft pick Andrei Vasilevsky, and of course have not looked back from that decision. They traded Bishop actually to the LA Kings as a rent-a-player, and then Bishop signed as a free agent. Actually, I think LA got some sort of compensation from him, but basically Bishop went as, if you will, a free agent after a stop in LA to the Dallas Stars. So the expectations are extraordinary on this hockey team. They won the President's Trophy, long considered a curse to teams going into the postseason, much as the Jack Adams Award is a curse for a coach of the year, as he is often fired shortly thereafter, not like the next day, but in the year or two that follows winning coach of the year. It's just some of the what makes hockey so enjoyable, and the highs and lows of this particular sport. So as we look ahead to this second season of what I called last year the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast, we'll be doing many of the same things we did last year. So for those of you that subscribed, thank you. I hope you subscribe to these podcasts. And they will be coming on a regular basis. We'll not give you any particular date. It will depend on what the news is, what the schedule is, how much there is to talk about. So once we get going with this podcast, please subscribe. And as you know, when you subscribe to any podcast, you know instantly when there is a new version of that podcast for you to enjoy. Let me first thank the sponsor from last year's Lightning Playoff Podcast, as they asked to sponsor this podcast months ago before I even brought it up to them. It was one of the, you know, sometimes you hear about how a city makes a bid to host an event and they lose the bid for that particular year, but the group that hosts the event is so impressed by the bid, they go ahead and give them an event in a later year. That's kind of what happened in a pre-Christmas meeting with the wonderful people who sponsor my golf tournaments at Brandon Legal Group. We were talking about the first 3 months of things in 2019, and they made it pretty clear that they wanted me to do the Lightning Playoff Podcast again, and they wanted to be a part of that. So instead of us taking care of the first 3 months of 2019, We went ahead and took care of the first 6 months of business of 2019. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm, and you do not need to live nor work nor have your legal issue on the roads or otherwise within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and in the year plus now that I have done business with Brandon Legal Group as a partner of the Todd Wright Tour and the Todd Wright family of podcasts, since I now do what? Fantasy Football Podcast, the Bucks Bulletin Podcast, the Lightning Playoff Podcast, and of course the Toddcast itself. Brandon Legal Group has been a big part of much of that and continues to do so. I also spend time away from my golf tournaments and away from my podcast with various people from Brandon Legal Group, lawyers, accountants, marketing people, and I have yet to find someone that I do not like as a human being. Brandon Legal Group is there when you need them for legal assistance. You can call anytime for a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME. My thanks to Brandon Legal Group. These Lightning Playoff podcasts will also have a second sponsor this year, and that's my friend Anthony's three Pin Chaser locations in the Tampa Bay area. I bowl at Pin Chasers, and every time I go in there with various friends, some who drag me to go bowling, some who I drag to go bowling, we love Pin Chasers. The Midtown location has 50 lanes. The Veterans location has 40 lanes. I haven't been to the East Pasco location at 6816 Gale Boulevard, but I will be going there to have some perspective on that location. I visited Anthony a number of times at the Midtown location at 4847 North Armenia, and the Veterans location is just east of the Veterans on West Hillsborough at 5555 West Hillsborough, just north of the airport. Like, literally, if you stretched out a game of bowling in a straight line, you could bowl from Pin Chasers to the to the north edge of the landing strip at Tampa International Airport. It's right there. We all enjoy going to Pin Chasers, and one of my biggest golfers, Bengal Ralph, bowls regularly at Pin Chasers. His wife is an outstanding bowler, and Bengal Ralph vouches for how good the food is at Pin Chasers. I just go bowl, hang out with my friends, and have some of those great dollar drafts, which I learned from listening to Drew Garabo live, as Pin Chasers sponsors Drew as well. They will do dollar Yingling nights. They I believe, do dollar Miller Lite nights. I think on Mondays you buy a wristband and all these different things. Your bowling, your beer, your soda are a dollar. There's always promotions going on at Pin Chasers. And I look up and down like the 50 lanes at the Midtown location. I see 8-year-olds, I see 80-year-olds, and everyone's just having a really good time. Shoes are free. It's a heck of a value. And I love how clean and well maintained these Pin Chasers locations are. For everybody. So if it's just you on a date night, you're taking your own family, or you're getting a group together, Pin Chasers is definitely a fun destination. And I thank Anthony for jumping in for the next 3 months on podcast, as he has been generous with prizes for my golf tournaments for almost a year now, as I send a number of my golfers into Pin Chasers with free bowling, office parties, cyber bowling for kids. They do have it all there. They really do. So I've said how last year this was called the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast. Really creative name, right? Well, sometimes you don't need to be creative, especially when you're starting something. You want to tell people who's doing it, me, what it's about, the Lightning, and when you can hear it, the playoffs. That's it. That's what we did, and it worked. Well, this year, with the blessing of the people who hatched the term, we are going to jump on board the Drew Garabo Live Tampa Win Cup effort. For those of you that listen to Drew Garabo Live like me, or have heard me on the show, and it's always flattering when they have me on via phone or in studio or even mention me. This is my favorite talk show in Tampa Bay, and I've told Drew and Seth, John, and Micah this. After I retired from full-time radio work after 17-plus years of national radio, I didn't want to do full-time radio, and I had no interest in listening to very much on the radio anymore. I was just kind of done with it. This show, these people, have renewed my interest in talk radio, and I thank them for that. I enjoy listening almost every day to at least a segment or two. That's usually when I'm in the car and when I'm listening. And I can vouch for what wonderful people these are and their Apple a Day charity, where I have also I won some fantasy golf money from the Valspar Championship recently, and I donated that money to their Apple a Day charity. And we will also be giving shout outs to the Apple a Day charity various times on this podcast as a thank you for the blessing of Drew Garabo Live for us to change the name of this podcast for this season to the phrase that they came up with on one random show about 2 weeks ago. So for this season, the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast will be affectionately known as your Tampa Win Cup podcast, and I'm simply flattered to host it. We will also effort having Drew Garabo on this podcast to talk Lightning, Seth Kushner on this podcast to talk Lightning, John Senning on this podcast to talk Lightning. There's no way in hell with Micah's schedule we're ever getting her on. No. I mean, she's welcome, but there's just no way. If we do it, it will be a significant accomplishment. So in the coming days, weeks, months, we'll be here talking about the Lightning's quest to win the Stanley Cup for the second time in franchise history off the record-setting regular season, and just an opinion on the way out. For those of you who think this is going to be easy, you're probably going to be wrong. Not saying it won't happen, but again, if you think the Lightning are just going to roll through these Stanley Cup playoffs, that's not how the Stanley Cup playoffs work. I mean, right now, just off the top of my head, a path the Lightning have to winning the Cup might have to go through Tortorella, the Bruins, the Capitals, and the Blues. And if you weren't paying attention a couple times this year, the Blues beat the Lightning both times. And they're one of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League with an interim head coach in Craig Berube. Yeah. Again, it's probably not going to be easy, which is why we will talk about various aspects of what's going on with the Lightning, how they're matching up with opponents. So many things happen within the framework of just one playoff series, let alone the dynamic of the entire Stanley Cup playoffs that covers nearly 3 months. So I hope you subscribe. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Again, they will happen at various times. There will be no set time, and I will be back with you before the playoffs even start, which I believe league-wide start on April 10th, to do another podcast once we have a better idea who the Lightning's first-round opponent will be. Likely either Tortorella, Columbus, Carolina, that could be tricky, Montreal, which I think might be the best matchup for the Lightning, but just that's me. So we'll come back with another podcast before that or anytime news merits. And then certainly once the playoffs begin, this will be one of your destinations for Lightning playoff conversation. Thanks for listening to this preview edition for season two of what was the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast, and for this year will be your Tampa Win Cup Podcast. And I'll talk to you next time.